Yeah, I think we're holding off Mem Gimel. Let's start again from the Gemara. Shalom was to say, Lulav, you don't do it on Shabbos. Only if the first day Shabbos, only the first day Tzukos comes out on Shabbos, then we do it on Shabbos. But the Shabbos comes out the rest of the days, we don't take the Lulav on Shabbos. The question was, Amai, Tilta B'Yalmahu B'Litchi Shabbos? It's only a question of touching the Lulav, and most of it could be Muksa. So why isn't the Deicha Shabbos, you're doing a mitzvah now, it should be Mutra to take the Lulav on Shabbos? We're afraid maybe you'll take it on Shabbos to teach them, to show it to the Rav. He should teach you how to do it. So therefore you walk with it through the Rishus Rabbim Dal Damas, and that's an Issi D'Raisa. So therefore the Rabbanu made a gzeira not to take the Lulav on Shabbos. V'ayinu time with the Shofar, v'ayinu time with the Megillah. Same reason why Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Purim on Shabbos, we don't read the Megillah. Yehachif et Gemara Yom Rishon Ami. The same svar should apply then when Sukkot comes out. The first day of Sukkot is Shabbos. It should also be also to use the lulav then. Why aren't we afraid then also maybe you carry through the Rishus Rabbim? So Mara says, Rishon hot kinulei rabbonim bebeisai. Like we learned in the last Mishnah, the rabbonim made a takona to only do it in your house on Shabbos. So therefore in your house, we're not afraid to come to carry it outside. The Tosafos says that avadah is not the ikar teretz. The avadah Gemara Seimach on what it says later also. So Mara says, Hotenach, that's good. Achavat takona. After they made this takona, but kedim takona ma'ikal neimer. Before the takona, you were allowed to take the lulav to shul on erev Shabbos and use it on Shabbos and shul. So why aren't we afraid? Maybe people carry it on Shabbos also. Why, if the first day Sukkos comes in on Shabbos, are you allowed to use the lulav? So it says Ela Rishon the Isa Minatera Bigvulin LaGozru Barabonin. The first day of Sukkos that midiraisa there's a mitzvah to take the lulav. Even Bigvulim, even outside the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the first day that's a mitzvah midiraisa. Therefore, the Rabbanon left it that you're allowed to do it even if Shabbos. Even if the first day comes out on Shabbos, they left it that you're allowed to take the lulav. Abahanech lesnayim minatera bigvulim. But the rest of the days of Sukkot, that midiraisa, there's no mitzvah to take it outside the Beis Hamikdash. That though we do lulav all 7 days, it's only a zecher what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. But outside the Beis Hamikdash Bigvulin, there's no mitzvah, only the first day. Therefore, Gozer B'Rabbonin. Therefore, the Rabbonin made Gzeira on the next days of Sukkot, since it's only with the Rabbonin, that when it comes out on Shabbos, not to take the lulav. The Rashi says, Elu Rishain, the Chashuva Netilosoi. It's a very important taking. The Afilu Bigvulin Chayiv, even outside the Beis Hamikdash, there's a mitzvah with the Rashi to take the lulav the first day. Therefore, like Gozer B'Rabbonin, the Rabbanon did not make any gzera to stop us. Loi v'gvulon v'loi v'migdash. Not outside and not inside the Beis Hamikdash. Avushar hayomim, the rest of the days of Sukkot. She'enu min ha'tor elu b'migdash. Only in the Beis Hamikdash itself is there a mitzvah to take the lulav. But outside the Beis Hamikdash midiraisa, so there's no mitzvah lulav. Loi chashiva netilu didu. Therefore it's not so choshev the mitzvah of lulav then. V'gozru be rabbonim mishum churma de Shabbos. Af b'migdash. Even in the Beis Hamikdash also, when Shabbos comes out the second, the third day of Sukkot, you don't do the lulav on that Shabbos. Even though in the Beis Hamikdash is a mitzvah midiraisa, still the Rabbanan said not to do it. So Rashi says, V'yim Tomich, he asked the question then, Nimtza Bezdin Masnin Laka Dovah Min HaTorah. It's coming out now that Bezdin is telling us not to do a mitzvah midiraisa. They're being oikah, they're uprooting a mitzvah midiraisa. Like midiraisa in the Beis Hamikdash, you have to take the lulav all 7 days. Even if one of the days is Shabbos. So how could the Rabbanan say, now that it's Shabbos, you can't take it? The Teretz is, or it's Vino B'Yavomis, the Gemara in Yavomis, asks this question. V'shanim, we give a Teretz over there, that Shev V'yatas Shani. When the Rabbanan are just telling you, sit back and not do the mitzvah, that they have a right to do. Shev V'yatas Shani. Shev, you sit back and don't do the mitzvah, that's okay. So that's what the Rabbanan say here also now. When Shabbos comes out in the second or the rest of the days of Sukkot, even in the Beis Hamikdash, just sit back and don't do the mitzvahs lulav. Shred Gemara Yehochi, if that's so, v'idna nami, even b'zman is there today, how come we don't take the lulav if the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos? You're saying now, when the first day comes out on Shabbos, since there the mitzvahs midiraisa, the Rabbanon didn't make any gzeres. So today also, it's also midiraisa today. So why, if Shabbos comes out the first day, don't we take the lulav? So there it is, anan lo yadina mekiva diyachar. We don't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh really comes out. We're not kavua, we don't know exactly when the Kiddush HaChodesh was. So our first day is a suffix, maybe it's not the first day. Maybe the first day of Sukkot is the first or second day. So So therefore, when Shabbos comes out on the first day, we can't take the lulav, because it's like a suffix if today is really Yom Tov or not. Rashi says, Le'adina b'kfiyah d'yarcha, Shema ein Yom Tov ad l'machor. Maybe today is not Yom Tov, we have to wait until tomorrow. Te'evel el-amevet elul miyubah. Like elul was an extra day to elul. So therefore, today we can't take the lulav. So Taisa says that, even though ein maskona zu kaimah l'kamo maskinon, the reason is not because we don't know. To Armina Bresh Beyom, to Idna Yadinan, nowadays we do know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. It means the Rabbonim made it as if we don't know exactly which day is really Rosh Chodesh. Mishum Gzeira the Hosam, to Zimnan the Gazu Gzeira of Yaslakakule. The Gemara in Beya says, that we're afraid maybe there'll come times when the Goyim will make Xeris upon us and we won't be able to tell the exact when Rosh Chodesh is. So in such a case, we have 2 days Yom Tov. So here also, even though really we know, but it's Xeris Mishum the time we won't know. So I call upon him, when we don't know exactly which day is Rosh Chodesh, then it's good that we can't take the Lulav to the first day of Yom Tov, if it's Shabbos. Because maybe it's not Yom Tov today. So Gemara asks though, that's good, we in Chutzlars we don't know. Or the Innu, the people living in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, the Yadi, they're the best in there, they know when exactly the Kiddush HaChodesh is, when the month is Innu, the Yadi, the Kibwa, the Yarchi, Litchu. Why don't they take the Lulav on Shabbos? Shrashi Innu means, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Shadayim Mekadosh and Alariya, the people living in Eretz Yisrael, that they make the Kiddush HaChodesh when Bezdin, when the two Edom come to Bezdin to say they saw the new moon, so then they know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. So they know exactly which day is really Yom Tov. So if the first day Yom Tov comes in on Shabbos, they should be allowed to take the lulav even on Shabbos. Litchu zot Rashi lo, af bezman hazeh, even today when there's no Beis Hamikdash. So Gemara says, Einach Nami, fact it true, that bezman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael, they're allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. But like we'll soon see, the Gemara later says not like that. The Maaseh said they don't do it today either. We'll see later the Maskana of the Gemara. But so far we want to say yes, they're allowed to do it. The Tanan, we learned like this. One bride, one mission, something like this. Tanan Chodem. If Shabbos comes out the first day of Sukkot, everybody used to bring the lulav to the Beis Hamikdash before Shabbos. So you see, bizman the Beis Hamikdash was, you used to take the lulav on Shabbos. Tan Yidach, another Mishnah Brisa says, lebeis haKnesses, that they used to bring the lulav to the Beis haKnesses. So smashm, even bizman there's no Beis Hamikdash, still you're allowed to take the lulav and use it on Shabbos. So they used to take it to shul before Shabbos, in order to use it on Shabbos. You see clearly, even Bezman is there, when there's no Beis Hamikdash, still in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to take the lulav on Shabbos. Shema Mina. So Shema Mina, Kam Bezman She Beis Hamikdash Kayim, Kam Bezman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayim. That's Shema Mina. Here it's a good Raya. That's why we have two Lashonis here. One place it says, take the lulav to the Har Habayis, to the Beis Hamikdash, and one place it says, Tam, take the lulav to Beis Knesses. Mash Bezman, there's no Beis Hamikdash, also you can take the lulav on Shabbos. If the first Sukkot comes in on Shabbos, you could do it in Eretz Yisrael. But we'll soon see, we don't hold like this. Now the Gemara says, the Isa Minatara Bigvulin Minolan. How do we know that the first day of Sukkot, it's a mitzvah midiraita to take the lulav, even outside the Beis Hamikdash? The Tanya would learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'lokachtem. Lokachtem lochem pri etzoder. You should take for yourself a lesrik. Shetei lekicha biyad kol echad v'yechad. That everybody has to take a lulav. You can't like make a shliach, let somebody else do it for you. Everybody has to take a lulav. Has to take the dal d'minim and shake it in your hands. Lochem, what is the pasuk say? V'lakachtem lochem, lochem it should be to you. It means mishal lochem, it has to belong to you. Lohitzi, to take out, it's no good. Es hashol, if you only borrow it from your friend, it's no good. V'es hagozel, if you steal it, it's no good. Because it has to belong to you. Lakachtem lochem, it has to belong to you. The yoim, the post says, ulokachtem lochem b'yoim harisha and creates other. What's b'yoim? V'yafilu b'shabbos. That's the deal of b'yoim. Even on Shabbos, sometimes you could take the lulav even on Shabbos. So it means what? When the first day comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. Rishon, the post says, really it says harishon. Lokachtem lochem b'yoim harishon. But so far with Ashkenazim, they wouldn't have said the word the hey. Just rishon is afilu b'gvulin. Even outside the Beis Hamikdash. In the rest of Eretz Yisrael also, there's this mitzvah in the Raita to take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Afilu b'gvulin. Horishon, what does it say an extra hey? What's the hey? Horishon? Melamed she'en adoicha ela yomtev horishon bavad. That's what we just said. You could take the lulav even on Shabbos. That's only talking about the first day. When the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then you can take it on Shabbos. But when Shabbos comes out the rest of the days, then you cannot take it on Shabbos. The Rashi says, Horishon, hey miyutu, it's an extra hey. Kolaymar, Varishon lechudayhu diyamin lechor, viyaf b'Shabbos. That the Wadashkin, ulakachtem lochem bayoim Horishon, bayoim afilu b'Shabbos, only if the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. Then you can take the lulav even on Shabbos. But if Shabbos comes out the rest of the days and the other day of Sukkot, you cannot take the lulav on Shabbos. Omama, before we just learned, the yom adash in the word bayom, lakachta lachem bayom, take the esrog on the daytime, the afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos sauce, you'll have to be deicha, you could take the lulav on Shabbos. Michti fed Gemara, let's see. Tiltol b'yamu, like what's the question here? Like midiraisa, you don't need a posse to tell me you could take a lulav on Shabbos, like why not? Midiraisa, there's no aveirin taking a lulav. Tiltol b'yamu, all you're doing is just touching it, you're just moving it. There's no issue midiraisa moving something. It's only an issue midirabonim, maybe mishumuksa. But midiraisa, there's no issue here. So b'zoi, what do I need a posse for b'yoyim? That you're allowed to take the lulav even on Shabbos. Like midiraisa, pshit, you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. You don't have to carry it outside. Just pick it up, do the mitzvah lulav. The dalad minim. So how could I have a how could I use a pasuk to say you're allowed to do it on Shabbos where there's no issur on Shabbos? And the Gemara itzra kro lemish. That's part of the Gemara's kashas. Michti, let's see. Tiltul b'yalmu. It's only moving it. Itzra kro lemishri tiltul. Do you need a pasuk to come and teach me you're allowed to touch an esrog or lulav on Shabbos? And there's no issur midiraisam. Of course you're allowed to take it. So what do I need the word b'yayim for even on Shabbos? So my Rav answers like this. We only need the word bayoyim elul machshire luluf to teach us that not only taking the luluf, but even a machshir, the preparation to use the luluf, is also derech Shabbos. Like let's say you didn't pick off the luluf off the tree before Shabbos. You didn't cut off the branch. You're allowed to cut it off on Shabbos, according to this man the Yoma. That's the chiddush of bayoyim. Even on Shabbos means machshire luluf is derech Shabbos. The aliba d'hai tana. This is not lalocha, but it goes according to this tana. The Tanya, we learned like this, the Gemara on Shabbos. Lulav, v'chol machshirov, doichin esa Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. That not only the taking of the lulav is doichin Shabbos, but all the machshirov and anything you need to be able to do the mitzvah is also doichin Shabbos. The Rashi says, l'machshirei lulav, bo akosu l'olam decho, shemachshirei lulav, doichin esa Shabbos. The hechshir, what the preparation for the lulav, is also doichin Shabbos. Kolayma. Tikuna, what you need to fix up the lulav. V'yafilu l'kaitzisoy, even if you have to cut it off, min ha'machuba from where it's growing, u'liyogden, to tie it together, all these things, even though it's a malacha, the raisa here of tying or of cutting it off, but still it's mutter because it's a hechsher mitzvah. This goes according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Now the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason, how does Rabbi Eliezer know to say such a big kiddush that you're allowed to pick off the lulav off the tree or the esrig on Shabbos? On Makro, the Pasuk says, Ulakachtem lochem bayoim harishon. What's the word bayoim? V'afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos also, if the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to take the lulav, and not only taking the lulav, but even the hechsher, the preparation to make the lulav usable, is also derech Shabbos. That's Rebbe Lezer Shita. So the more of Rabbonin that argues on Rebbe Lezer and says no, that the halacha is that way, that the machshirin is not derech Shabbos, you don't have a right to pull the lulav off the tree on Shabbos. So Rabbonin, hi bayoyim may avdilei. What do they do with the extra word bayoyim? What do we need? L'kachtem lechem bayoyim harishon. What does the Torah say bayoyim even on Shabbos? The question was, pshita, like why not? Of course you can do it on Shabbos. Midiraisa, there's no issur on Shabbos. You're just holding a lulav. There's no issur of holding a lulav on Shabbos. Midiraisa. So the Gemara says, mi boyle, yes, I still need this pasuk. Mi boyle to for the drush of bayoyim v'loy v'layla. When is there a mitzvah to take the lulav? Only by daytime. Once it comes nighttime already, it's not the zman mitzvah. If you didn't take the lulav throughout the day, you cannot do it at night. You're not makayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only bayoyim and loy balayla. How do we know that? From this pasuk. Olakachtam lachem bayoyim. Bayoyim by daytime is the mitzvah for loy balayla. Not at nighttime. Nighttime is not the mitzvah. So that's what the rabbanon do with the word bayoyim. For the Gemara now, for Rabbi Eliezer, bayoyim for loy balayla minolei. How does he know this chiddush that by yom the mitzvah of lulav is only by daytime and not at night, only by day and not by night? He uses the word by yom to say it's even derech Shabbos, even the machshir lulav is derech Shabbos. So how do I know Doni Bayerim and not Balayla? So Marit says, Nafkulay Misayf for the Kruah. He learns it out from the end of the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk says, Usamachtem Lefnei Hashem Olokechem Shivas Yomim. Be happy in front of Hashem 7 days. So Yomim Voloy Leilus. It says Shivas Yomim, daytime and not at nighttime. So it's going on doing the mitzvahs, doing the mitzvahs of Lulav, but the Esrog is 7 days by day and not by night. For Rabbonin, why don't Rabbonin learn out from this word of Shivas Yomim to say only by day and not by night? So then the word by Yom should be extra. So Rabbonin say no. Even if from the end of the Pasuk, I would have thought, Leilev Yomim Yomim Isukah. Even though it says the word Shivas Yomim, maybe Yomim does not only mean by day. Maybe Yomim means the whole 24-hour period. It means the whole complete day. Just like we know the mitzvah Sukkah is for 24 hours. Yomim Yomim Isukah. Just like the mitzvah of sitting and eating and drinking and sleeping in the sukkah implies both by day and by night, even at night time of sukkah there's the mitzvah sukkah, is af kan hu adin here, by the mitzvah of lulav, maybe also nami yomim v'afilu leilis. Maybe from the end of the passages of shivas yomim, maybe yomim means even at night time, it means the complete 7 days, the 24 hours of the 7 days. So how do I know then that lulav is only by yom and not by laila? That's why the rabbanon need the extra pasuk of by yom. From by yom it says lekachtem lochem by yom arishon. By yom teaches us dafka by day and not by night. So the more of a sukkah gufa minolan. How do I know by sukkah gufa that the din is you have the mitzvah sukkah the whole 24 hours of the day, even at night time also you have the mitzvah to eat and to sleep in the sukkah. And the more of the Tana rabbanon. Basukah is teishvu shivas yomim. It says it's supposed to sit in the sukkah 7 days. Yomim v'afilu leilus. So with the action it says day, it doesn't only mean by day, it means even at night time also. So Mar says, Atu'ayme yomim v'afilu leilus. He's telling me that the apostle says by sukkahs. Basukah is teishvu shivas yomim means day and night. The mitzvah to eat there, to sleep there, to drink there, even by night. V'afilu leilus. For the Gemara, Yainu, how do you know that? Maybe not. Maybe it's not that way. Oh, Yainu, maybe it's not that way. Ela yomim v'loy leilus. Maybe here also. Ba'asukas teishvu shivas yomim means the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah by day, eat by day, but maybe not by night. Maybe by night you potter from the sukkah. How do we know even at night time also you chayiv in the sukkah? V'dinu, and there's a throw at that also. Nemakam yomim. It says here by sukkahs. Basukas teishvu shivas yomim. V'nema balulav, it says balulav yomim. It says osumach mufnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. Is malahal, and just like by lulav yomim v'loy leilus, we know there for sure means only by day and not by night, because there for sure is a pasuk by yom. By yom the mitzvah of lulav is not at night time. Maybe afkan, maybe the same thing. The mitzvah sukkah also is only maybe yomim v'loy leilus. Maybe the mitzvah sukkah is also only by day and not by night. So how do we know sukkah is even by night time? That's one way to darshan. Oy, or maybe, klach l'derech zu, look at the other side. Go to this way. Nemakan yomim. It says here by sukkah, it says about sukkah, teishvu shivas yomim. So there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah 7 days. V'nema b'miluyim. It says a special mitzvah by the shivas yimei amluyim, that the kahanim had to stay inside the azorah. It says there yomim. It says 7 days. Ma lahalan yomim v'afilu leilus. Just like over there by the 7 days of the miluyim. The kahanim had to stay inside the azorah, inside the mishkan for 7 days, is afkan yomim v'afilu leilus. Here also, by sukkah also, maybe the mitzvah is basukas teishvu shivas yomim. Maybe by sukkah the mitzvah is day and night also. So Rashi says v'miluyim k'dechsev u'pesach o yomoye teishvu yomim v'layla. There it says clearly for the 7 days of the miluyim they had to sit in the pesach o yomoye yomim v'layla. And just like there it's day and night, maybe sukkah is also day and night. The next Rashi, sukkah mitzvah kol hayom, umeluyim mitzvah kol hayom, leishei bazara, the mitzvah those 7 days to sit in the azara, v'shrelotet, they're not allowed to go out of the azara, k'dechsiv, umepesach o yomoyed leiteitzu shivas yomim, they have to sit there for 7 days, v'nema teishvu yomim v'layla shivas yomim, and the next pasuk says by the meluyim, the mitzvah was to sit inside the azara 7 days and night. So just like over there it's day and night, maybe here by sukkah also it's day and night. So we don't know how to learn out sukkah. Should we learn out sukkah from lulav, or we should learn out sukkah from the miluyim? So Gemara says, Nira, let's see, lemi doima. To which side is the more like? donin davishim mitzvasa kolayim mi davishim mitzvasa kolayim v'yal yachiyach davishim mitzvasa shrachas. Now, the meluyim was kol hayayim the whole day, so maybe you're also sukkos also is the whole day. The mitzvah is the whole day. The Sforot learn out from the meluyim that it's the whole day. The Rashi says sukkah mitzvasa kolayim meluyim mitzvasa kolayim leshe bazara. And don't learn out from lulav. The mitzvah is not the whole day. Lulav, the mitzvah just once a day. It's not the whole day. The sukkah, the mitzvah is to be in the sukkah the whole day. Meluyim was to sit there the whole day. Mashenken the lulav, the mitzvah is not the whole day of lulav. Lulav, you do the mitzvah once and that's all. Or klach ladarach zu. Another way, no, look at the other way. Don in dovashim mitzvah saladaris. Learn out something that the mitzvah applies to all the next generations. Mi dovashim mitzvah saladaris. From another mitzvah that's nagei ladaris. In other words, sukkah is ladaris. Every single year we have a mitzvah sukkah. Who are then the mitzvah lulav is also a derech. Every single year we have the mitzvah lulav. The al yachiyach, don't learn out miluyim. From the miluyim, what happened the first 7 days before the Mishkan was, they start to use the Mishkan, she'ein noigim a derech. That mitzvah of the Shivas Yimei miluyim was only a special 7 days, never happened again. It was only the first 7 days of the Mishkan. Not after that. So mele the Sfarad to say, just like the lulav, the mitzvah is only by day and not by night. Maybe you are then sukkah is also only by day and not by night. And let's not learn out from the meluyim, because the meluyim is not noig l'deris. So on this tamaloyim here we need a pasuk for tamaloyim teishvu l'gzeirah shavah. We have l'gzeirah shavah here. Nema kan teishvu. It says here by sukkahs shivas yom teishvu, and it says nema b'meluyim teishvu. It says also sitting by the meluyim. Ma lahalan, just like by the meluyim. Yomim v'yafilu leilos, that the pasuk says clearly over there, yomim v'leilo, is afkan who did the mitzvah sukkah also applies yomim v'yafilu leilos. So that's how we know for sure that the mitzvah sukkah is zayid by day and zayid by night. And only lulav is the only thing that's only beyond by day and not by night. But sukkah, the mitzvah is yomim v'leilo. Shrashi teishvu, yomim v'leilo, v'lulav mitzvah soy shrachas, shlema bo'yel l'kicha. He's going before. Lulav, the mitzvah is just once. It takes the lulav once to make the mitzvah. So that's the svar. Learn out. Lulav, learn out. It was the two svaras before. So maskaner is, we're learning it out from Gzeira Shava. Teishvu, just like by the meluyim. It's 7 days and night. Who are din sukkah? When the pasuk says, basukkah teishvu, shivas yama means day and night. Therefore, it's very good. Why by lulav, we have to have a special pasuk to say, it's only by yom and not by laila. It says that's what their bodin say, Ulakachtan Lachem Bayoim Harishin, Bayoim means by day and not by night. Because from the end of the pasuk that it says, Usamatnaf Ne Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yomim, from that word of Shivas Yomim, I could say Yomim means day and night, just like it means by a sukkah. So that's what their bodin say, I need an extra pasuk of Bayoim to say the mitzvah lulav is dafka Bayoim and not Balayla.
Right. Arova Shiva Ketet. Then the Mishnah says the Arovas. That they used to put around the Mizbeach, the Arovas, all 7 days. Of Sukkis, sometimes it's 7 days, and sometimes it's only 6 days. Kate said, how do we have it? Arova b'shvi, my time Madachi Shabbos. If Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, then we say you're allowed to do the Arshana on Shabbos, the Arovas on Shabbos. And then the first 6 days, for sure you're allowed to do the Arovas. So that's the case, that you have the Arovas all 7 days of Sukkis. The first, the six, and then the Shabbos, which was Hashanah Rabbah, you're allowed to use that Rovis on Hashanah Rabbah. So what it says now, Arova b'shvi my time medachi Shabbos. What's the reason why? When Tungt Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos, then you're allowed to use the Arovis. We'll soon see exactly what they did with the Arovis. They used to put it around the Mizbeach. So Amar Rabbi Yechon said, K'dei lefar samo shi min ha-Torah. In order to tell everybody, to teach everybody this halacha, that this mitzvah arova, to put the arova around the mizbeach, is a mitzvah midiraisa. So therefore we want everybody to know it's midiraisa, therefore there were kaveya one day it's even doicha Shabbos. The Rashi, my time of doicha, v'loi gozobo ki hecha de gozob lulav. How come Rabbanan didn't make the same zero they made by lulav? To hochinami, leisa minatara begvulim, kishayu mehachag lagabi lulav. This mitzvah of arova, to put it around the Mizbeach is only Nogei in the Beis HaMikdash. Bizman, you had the Mizbeach. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah to have the Arovas. So therefore, Begvulun, outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's no mitzvah to have the Arovas. So how come the Rabbanim did not make the Gzeirah not to use the Arovis on Shabbos even in the Beis Hamikdash? It's just like we said by Lulav. Lulav, we said, when Shabbos comes out the rest of the days of Sukkis, you cannot take the Lulav on Shabbos, even in the Beis Hamikdash, even though it's Midiraisa. There also Arovis also, even though the Arovis are Midiraisa in the Beis Hamikdash, but since it's not Midiraisa Bigvulim, outside the Beis Hamikdash, so when Shabbos comes down the middle of Sukkis, you should not be allowed to use the Arovis on Shabbos. How come here it says when Hashanah Rabbah comes in on Shabbos, then you could use the Arovis? So Marian says, to teach everybody this halacha that's midiraisa. So drash lufi she'ena mefor reshes minatayra. The pasuk doesn't say clearly this mitzvah to take the arovis around the mizbeach. Is shavkulu ravcha lemitche shabbos chodayoyma. The rabbanon left it that one shabbos it should have the power to be doicha. K'delafas moshe minatayra hi. That everybody should know, they'll see now when Hashanah Rabbah comes out on Shabbos and still in the Beis Hamikdash they're using the arovis. They're tying it around the Mizbeach, they'll know, it's Shabbos, why are you doing it? Because this is a mitzvah, midiraisa, it's doicha, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So that's why the leftovers are called upon them one day, you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos, which is only on the Hashanah Rabbah. Hey, so if Shabbos comes out on any other day of Sukkot, then you do not do the arovis that day. Only when Shabbos comes out on Hashanah Rabbah, one day, the Mekaveya, that even on Shabbos, you should do it. To teach everybody that this mitzvah of arovah is midiraisa. For the Gemara Yehochi, if so, lulav nami lidchi, the elefas mashim in atayram. Like if so, even lulav, there should also be a gzera, there should also be a din, that one day Shabbos it should be decha. Strashi not, lulav nami lidchi, bishar yom b'migdish, the elefas mashim in atayram, kol shiva. So the mafashim had yadik lemuti lemeima, daya smachas le Hashem shivas yomim, lav simchas lulav kama. Also, one day it should be decha to teach us that it's a mitzvah to do it in the Beis Hamikdash. The Torah doesn't say clearly there's a mitzvah midiraisa to take the lulav in the Beis Hamikdash all 7 days. The pasuk only says ulakachtem lochem bayom arishon. So you can make a mistake. It's only midiraisa the first day, even in the Beis Hamikdash. So why mishum the Beis Hamikdash didn't they make a takana that one day it should be deicha Shabbos even? So Gemara says lulav gzera mishum the rabba. By lulav we have before rabba's gzera. We can't let you take the lulav on Shabbos, because we're afraid if you take the lulav on Shabbos, people will come to carry outside b'shus rabbin. That's why they made the gzera now, like outside, you can't use the lulav on Shabbos. Hiyachi, if so, our rabba nami, even their rabbis also made the same gzera, nigzer. Also, maybe they'll come to carry their rabbis outside the Beis Hamikdash. The Aldamis then bring it back, they'll come to ask a shayla, is it kosher, is it not kosher? So they should have the same gzera by our rabbis also. So the Zoya rabbis should also not be deicha Shabbos. You shouldn't be allowed to use their rabbis on Shabbos. It should be the same gzera. We should be afraid maybe you come to carry it outside the Aldamis. So the Gemarian says, Arava, Shaluche Bezdin Maisilu. Do you know who does the Arava this mitzvah? It's only the Shaluche Bezdin. It's only in the Beis Hamikdash by the Mizbeach that they do it. So Rashi says, Shaluche Bezdin Maisilim. The Era Shabbos. They take care of this Era Shabbos. Ulamachros, tomorrow on Shabbos, ain't a mitzvah lecholadim. It's not a mitzvah for everybody to take the Aravas. Elokahanim hamakifin b'yis ha-mizbeach. Only the kahanim that are standing right around the mizbeach, they are the ones that will soon see that they hold it or they stand it up there to stand the aravas. So only the kahanim do it, not everybody else. So the kahanim were not afraid they'll come to carry outside b'shus rabbim, because they're under the shlitah of Bezdin. It's in the Beis Hamikdash. Kahanim was always reason him. So they were not afraid they'll come to carry outside. Ma'ashen kein lulav la'kel moser. Who holds the lulav? Anybody has the mitzvah lulav. So if you tell us you're allowed to do the lulav on Shabbos, we're afraid that, like Rabbi said before, that people will come to carry the aldamas outside. Therefore, there was a gzera not to use the lulav on Shabbos.
All right, turn over.